Ezekiel 12, verses 25 and 28. Are you there? Let's read together. You may be seated, but let's read together. One, two, go. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. Now let's go to 28. Therefore, say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, then shall none of my words be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord. The word that I have spoken shall no longer be prolonged, rather, it shall be done. Praise the Lord. The word that the Lord has spoken concerning your situation shall no longer be delayed, nor deferred, nor delayed, or prolonged. It shall be done. I thought I would have two or three people that really, truly will receive that. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes if somebody had called you out of this congregation right now and given you a car, a key to a brand new car, you would have shouted louder than you are doing right now. Hallelujah. I said, it shall be done. It shall no longer be delayed. It shall no longer be prolonged. It shall no longer be deferred. In the mighty name of Jesus. The devil kept Lazarus for 4 days. Stinking. Maggots must have started to go onto a real serious feast over his flesh. But when God arrived on the scene, the maggots disappeared. The stench disappeared. Life came into a dead situation. And he that was dead came alive, walked out of a dead situation. Hallelujah. He walked free. For who the Son of God says free is free indeed. I declare your liberty from everything that has held you bound and denied you of what Christ died and shed his blood to give to you. I declare your liberty over it right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When God speaks, there is no one. The Bible says there is no counsel against the Lord. No understanding, no knowledge against the Lord. When God speaks, it is law. Both in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Hallelujah. He says, I am the Lord and I change it not. I have exalted my word even above my name. Will I say a thing and I will not bring it to pass? The voice of the Lord is like a sound of many waters. Psalm 114. The Bible said, when the mountains, when they heard the voice of the Lord at his presence, they skipped away. The waters receded. Glory be to Jesus. What you need is God to command by his voice upon your situation. Then we have no choice but to obey. Praise the Lord. Sickness has no choice but to obey the word of the Lord. Disease has no choice but to obey the word of the Lord. Lack has no choice but to obey the word of the Lord. Stagnation has no choice but to obey the word of the Lord. Poverty has no choice but to obey the word of the Lord. When God speaks his word, he said, it shall be done. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Delay is a state where important issues are deferred. Very important issues. Destiny issues are deferred. It's a state when blessings, expectations, promises, dreams are being prolonged without being fulfilled. In the Bible, there are some people that experience all manner of delays. Now, delays sometimes could originate from our own rebelliousness. Hallelujah. When you open the door to the enemy, the Bible says the serpent will bite. Sometimes, when we sin, when we rebel against the will of God or the word of God, it opens the door and makes us vulnerable to demonic attacks. It opens the door to the enemy to afflict us. That's why we must always ensure that sin has no dominion over our lives. That we do not entertain sin. That you don't give yourself to unrighteousness. The Bible says, whoever gives himself to unrighteousness, then unrighteousness has become your master. And what does a master do? It's the master that controls. It's the master that instructs and authorizes what you do, what you can do. So we need to be careful. And the Bible says, well, you may sin, but God has made a provision that when you sin, you go to God. You don't run away from him and say, Lord, I've made a mess here. Forgive me and have mercy on me. Hello. Proverbs 10 and verse 13. Tells us that whoever forsakes his sin will not prosper. Anytime I read that scripture, in fact, you know, I get a little bit scared. Because it's one thing to be praying that God, please prosper me. But the scripture is telling us that even your prosperity depends on you being right with God. If you forsake your sin, he said, you won't prosper. But to everyone that confesses their sin, they shall receive mercy. Praise the Lord. So no one goes to God confessing and asking for mercy that will be turned back without receiving that mercy. I don't know about you. To me, that is a liberating truth. Praise the Lord. That if I go to God, no matter what it is that I've done, my mercy is assured. It is certain. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But there are some other people that because of the wickedness of the wicked, as the Bible says, the devil afflicts them, afflicts generations, families, one after the other. He keeps perpetuating his evil in that family. It could be the fourth generation past that somebody opened the door somewhere. And then people who really didn't do any wrong, the devil is attacking them. With all manner of delays, hindering their blessings, obstructing their way of progress and productivity in life. The devil is a wicked devil. Hello? He does not want us to enjoy all the promises of God for our lives. Because he knows if they manifest in your life, glory of God will be revealed. More people will give glory to God. And then they will see the devil for who he is. You know, he likes to hide. Ashiria too.
Eshuate. The devil is about to suffer disgrace and the biggest humiliation in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Case in point, Jacob. I mean, Jacob suffered all sorts of delay. But you know that his own delay, he caused this by himself. Hallelujah. The Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that he will reap. That's what he's going to reap. When you substituted somebody else's destiny. Hello? And you think you can walk around the world as if nothing happened. Guess what? You've been tricked. So he got his own too. Substituted. He wanted Rachel. He got Leah. Demonic substitution. They altered. The devil has a ground to alter his destiny. But regardless of what it is, today, whatever it is that you think that you have done, whether you know it or you don't know it, and the devil has been using it to bring delay into your life, today, you receive God's mercy. Amen. And once the mercy issue is already settled, the devil is in trouble. That is why, look, being a child of God, you are on the right side. You are on the winning side. Praise the Lord. We are on the winning side. One good thing about God, the Lord is good. You know, in the Old Testament, God used to be really very angry with his own people. I was reading the book of, Ezekiel. My goodness, the kind of things that God said that he was going to put his own people through. Unbelievable. I will curse your enemies. They will kill your daughters. They will destroy your sons. They will burn them alive. They will burn your children on the streets. You will be humiliated. You will be... I said, Father, thank God for Jesus. So, thank God for grace. So, hello? Then after God has given that message to Ezekiel to give to his people, then he will say, then I will face their enemies that I used to oppress them. I will now oppress those who oppress them. Glory be to Jesus. You see, even when you have done what is wrong, and God said, look here, there is a provision for you here to get back on track. Just admit that you are wrong here. I will receive you back. Then those who took advantage of your mistake, they are in trouble. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That's what grace does. Amen? That's why people can look at you and say, she deserves it. He deserves it. Don't you know what they did? They are suffering from their mistake. The day you come to God and say, Father, I will not forsake my sin here. I've sinned. It's true. I've messed up here. But forgive me. Hallelujah. Now, everything I lost during that time, restore unto me. God will say, thank you, I'll receive you. You know, the restoration, there are no new victories. Jesus already paid the price 2,000 years ago anyway. So your name is already written on the package. So that sin stopped you from receiving it. But right now, that one is cleared out of the way. Now take it, receive it. And then you receive it and the people will say, what's happening to this person? And they just see you moving up, progressing, succeeding. You are great. Things are happening. Doors are opening. You are favored. And they say, the devil will be vexed, but there is nothing that he can do. He will remain powerless over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Today, the power of God will release your blessings unto you. Psalm 147, and we'll start to pray. Psalm 147 and verse 15 says, he sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. God sends his commandment upon the earth. And then his word will run swiftly. Let somebody say, swiftly. Oh my goodness. That's what's going to happen to you. Things that you think, this thing is so prolonged, delayed, deferred. Swiftly, by the power of God's word, everything will just change in your favor. I wish I have somebody to receive that today. Hallelujah. God is sending forth his word today to you. He's sending it into your situation today. And it shall run swiftly. Glory be to Jesus. To bring a turnaround. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Isaac also experienced delay in business productivity. Business breakthrough. The Bible said he was doing the same business his father was doing. Every time he was there, there were people striving. They didn't want him to succeed. Hallelujah. He would dig the well, nothing would happen. They would drive him away. He would go somewhere else, dig the well, they would drive him away. But the word came swiftly. Hallelujah. And things turned around. I said, things turned around for Isaac. The delay was over. The stagnation was over. The famine was over in his life. The Bible says, and Isaac became great and waxed great to the point where people that were striving with him came to me and said, let us make peace with you. Hallelujah. For we have seen that the Lord is with you. This can only be God. Some people will come to you. I prophesy it into your life. That they will say, we see that this is God in your life. Amen. Some of them are not your friends today. They don't like you. But they have no choice but to accept that there is a God that is working with you. That you have a backer like no other backer. Amen. You have a promoter that is promoting you. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Your dread will be before your enemies. Amen. We are not ordinary people and we are never alone. For he has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We are not a people forsaken. Hallelujah. We are not a people forsaken. Child of God, never you forget it. You need to know who you are. As a child of God, once you have given your life to Christ, you are born again, you are a different person. Praise the Lord. Because the Spirit of God himself has come to dwell inside your spirit. And you already have a new spirit. The Bible tells us all things are passed away. And don't tell me, well, I still do what I used to do before. That's not the point. Your mind is about to catch up with your spirit. It's still working. You are a work in progress. But that can never deny whose you are and whom you serve. It can never deny that there is a power that is on the inside of you. You are the one that needs to make use of that power. Hallelujah. And as we are going to pray today, I want you to pray from a position of knowing who you are. So we are not a beggarly nation. This is about children and the father. The devil cannot continue to hold locked up in his prison and storehouses, the blessings that are yours. He has no right. The devil didn't die for you, did he? Did he shed his blood for you? Oh no. What does he have? He himself was created by the Creator. Yes, he may try to afflict us, to attack us here and there. But at the end of the day, we win. We don't lose. I don't know about you. I am not sitting in that space. I will not occupy the space
of losses.
I told you recently, I said, there are spaces. I know the space I will not occupy. I don't want to occupy such spaces. Prosperity ahead, that's the space I want to occupy. Praise the Lord. Rise on your feet.
When God's power stepped into the situation of Isaac, things changed and turned around.
What really matter? You see, to Martha and Mary, our brother has died four days. He's stinking already. Hello? But when Jesus stepped in, what happened? Did they remember he was stinking? It didn't matter anymore. When Joseph suffered, and when God decided to bring him to a position of prominence, and he had children, he named his children, he said, because God had made me to forget. Hallelujah. May God bring into your life a blessing that will make you to forget the years and the years and the years of delay. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? Now open your mouth and begin to thank God for the resources of heaven that he has given unto you. Because we are about to go into prayer. God has given us every armory that we need in prayer. Thank him for the blood of Jesus. There is power in that blood. Thank him for the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is irresistible to the enemy and his attacks. Thank the Lord for the angels that he has given charge over us. The Bible says they ascend with the incense of the believers, of the saints of God. They descend like thunder, the answers to their prayers. Angels that excel in strength that obey the word of God. Thank him because they are already here to obey the word of God that proceeds out of your mouth today. The word of authority. They are here to do battle with that word. They are here to bring that word to pass. So thank God for the ministering angels that he has given unto you. Thank him for the word of God, the holy scriptures that we have. Thank him for the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. At that name, the Bible says, every knee bows and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. So no matter the challenge you have, it is not Lord over your life. Jesus' name is Lord over your life. So thank the Lord that being in Christ, we have the authority to use that name and for that name to answer to us. So thank him for it. Thank the Lord. Thank him also for the power that is on the inside of us. The Spirit of God himself that dwells in our spirit. Confirming to us that we are the children of God. Thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit. He's the executor of every kingdom project. And is about to execute some projects right now today. As that power is released from the inside of you in prayer. Begin to thank the Lord for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Now begin to pray. Whatsoever can hinder your prayer today. Release it before God right now. If there is any sin, any known sin, confess that sin so that your prayers will not be hindered today, so that the devil will not accuse you before God and say, no. You can't do what he's asking. Jesus says, the prince of this world cometh and he find nothing in me.
So confess your sin and receive the mercy of God this morning. And say, Father, forgive me of my sin. I have done this thing and I know. I am convicted in my heart that it's not the right thing to do. It is not the right way to go. It is not the right way to think. So forgive me of this, Lord. Confess it before God. You know what it is. Tell him, I confess that I said this, I did that. I thought of this. Forgive me of my negative thoughts, unclean thoughts. Wipe it away with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse me from every unrighteousness that the sin has brought into my life. Cleanse me with the blood from every unrighteousness and delay is part of the evidence and the manifestation of the unrighteousness. So cleanse me, O Lord, with the blood of Jesus Christ and have mercy upon me. Let your mercy prevail over judgment concerning me today. Grant me, O Lord, a newness of life right now and inspire me by the Holy Spirit. Grant me the grace to walk in righteousness from today. I receive your mercy. Tell God, receive his mercy right now. Say, Father, I receive your mercy into my situation right now. I receive forgiveness. I receive the grace empowering me to stand against any temptation to commit that sin or to be rebellious to your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. My Father, my Father, every machinery of delay regarding, now, you know the area of blessing that you are experiencing delay, or the answer, the coming of the answer is being prolonged. Hallelujah. Or it's being deferred. You know. So I want you to actually name it. Be specific in that area. My Father, my Father, answer me by fire. Every machinery of delay regarding my blessing. Now you know the blessing. Hear the word of the Lord. The expectation of the wicked shall perish. Therefore, I release the fire of God against you now. Catch fire and perish. In the name of Jesus, let every machinery of delay begin to catch fire. Let it begin to catch fire in that particular area in your life that you are being delayed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Is it your business? Breakthrough? Is it a letter of acceptance that you are waiting upon from somewhere? Is it a news that you need from certain quarters to help you, to lift you up in life? Is it a blessing of marriage? Is it a blessing of academic success? Is it a blessing of a job? Whatsoever it is, every such machinery must catch fire today. In the mighty name of Jesus, on the authority of God's word that declares to us according to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12 and verse 28. The Lord said, I have spoken. It shall be done. Every machinery that has been prolonging, delaying these blessings in my life, today, catch fire and perish by the power in the word of God. You are consumed today in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Every prince of Persia arresting the answers to my prayers, delaying and deferring the arrival of my progress, my testimonies, and my praise report. I call on the reinforcement of angelic assistance right now against you to scatter and to shatter all your evil storehouses. Release my blessings right now. In the name of Jesus, turn it to prayer. Today they must release your blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take authority over the prince of Persia right now. In the name of Jesus, call on the angels that excel in strength right now to overcome all the works of the prince of Persia, deferring and delaying your blessings. They can no longer hold it. They can no longer hold it in their storehouses. Command their storehouses right now to be open in the name of Jesus Christ. Command the angels right now to begin to pack your load, pack your blessings, pack your success, pack your progress, pack your healing, pack your breakthrough out of those storehouses right now and release them unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the angels are ministering spirits sent by God to minister to the heirs of salvation. They are there to minister to you. Ask them to begin to minister right now, to minister on your behalf. They must pack out all your blessings out of every demonic storehouse, out of every satanic dungeon. Today, in the name of Jesus, angels will release you. Every blessing that is due to God's people, I command you right now to go forth to the ends of the earth, to the four corners of the earth, under the earth, in the heavens, wherever the prince of Persia has delayed and deferred and prolonged all the promises of God, the word of God in their lives, the prophecies that they have received. Today, pack it out of those checkpoints. Pack it out of every demonic checkpoint right now. Pack it out of every demonic checkpoint in the heavens, on earth, and under the earth, from every coven, from every tree, from every altar that is evil. Go now. I release you by the power of God to go forth right now and begin to take back right now all those blessings. Remove them from every storehouses of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Release them unto God's people. Release them unto God's people. Release their progress. Release their success. Release their marriage. Release their health. Release their financial breakthrough. Release it right now to them. Release their academic breakthrough in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Release their children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I call for the reinforcement of angelic forces to go forth right now and begin to bring your blessings. They will no longer be delayed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we arrest the delay right now by the authority in God's word. We arrest every delay. We arrest every deferment. No longer shall the blessings be delayed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Masekerebo shataya, masekerebo sentekeria, masekerebo shata. In Jesus' name we pray. Every storm that is raging in my life and in my concerns, known or unknown to me. You know there are some storms, you know. Those ones, they are known to you. But there are some storms you are not even aware of, but they are raging anyway. You are not yet aware of it, but they are raging. So the one you are aware of and the one you are not aware of, that the enemy is already planning. Today we were praying, and our brother was leading us in a prayer point. In fact, when he first said it, I was like, Then I got a light bulb that said, oh, yes. Because the enemy himself can organize
natural disaster. Hello? In order for him to perpetuate his evil. Praise the Lord. The devil is a liar. I say he's a liar. So every storm that is raging in my life or in my concerns, known to me or unknown to me, oh, by the power and the authority of God's word today, I come against that spirit of delay. I destroy your rod of wickedness over my life in the name of Jesus. Destroy their rod of wickedness. The wickedness of the wicked must come to a stop. It must come to a stop. The wickedness that is bringing that delay, the delay of that blessing in your life, it must stop today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the authority of God's word. The Bible says that no longer will the blessing and the promises of God be delayed. God said, it shall be done. Hear the word of the Lord, you spirit of delay. The Bible says, according to the word of God, that no longer will the blessing be prolonged. No longer will the word of God be delayed. The promises of God, it shall not be delayed. For the Lord has spoken and it shall be done. Therefore, every resisting power bringing delay today, I destroy by the authority of God's word your rod of wickedness in the life of God's people in the name of Jesus. By the power in that word, your rod of wickedness bringing about delay, deferment of our blessings is destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let that word of God go swiftly into the situation and circumstances of God's people. Everyone under the sound of my voice, let this word go swiftly, run swiftly right now into that situation. For the Bible says the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of every soul and every spirit and every intent. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, according to the word of God, let this word go now and run swiftly into everything that is challenging my blessing, delaying and defy my breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Take authority right now. The power is on the inside of you. Use it today. Use it this morning. Set yourself free. Fight a good fight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take authority over the devil. He can no longer continue. The devil is under your feet. He has been destroyed. Jesus has won the victory over him. Let that victory of Jesus be established for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Bind that spirit of delay. Destroy his works in the area of your life that you are experiencing delay. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My father. Answer me by fire. Every evil force or forces striving with me over my blessing, my dreams and my desires, lose your hold now. I cast you out now by the power in God's word in the name of Jesus. Turn into prayer right now. Every evil force or forces striving with you over your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever they are fighting, challenging and contending with you over your dreams, your aspirations, your desires in life, the goals that you have set for yourself, things that you believe God for, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, take authority over them right now. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. They can no longer continue to perform their enterprises in your life. Today they must go. I cast them out of your life. I cast them out of the work of your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Rembo sondoria bradagaya lekire basataka likelelele baba masundria bakuri bashatara baba lembro turi basinderia zumbria kata bro shinde geri bakuri bataraba baba ikere bobo sindebe baba
I cast you out. Get out. Get out of the church of the living God. Get out of the life of God's people. Lose your hold from their blessings right now. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of delay, I come against you right now. In the name that is above every name, I come against you by the authority of God's word. I command you right now to lose your hold from our blessings. Lose your hold from the blessings of this commission. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command all your works destroyed. All your machineries are set on fire. I command them consumed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your power is broken. Your power is broken. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for God has exalted his word even above his name. I release the word of God, the sword of the spirit, right now to scatter, to shatter, and destroy all your works. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, by the power of God and the power in the blood of Jesus, I command the hand of the wicked over my finances, over my marital breakthrough, my business and my academics, and my jobs and my businesses. Be broken now! Be broken now! Be broken now! Be broken now! In the name of Jesus, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. The sword of the Spirit is against you. Therefore, by the power of God, I release my blessing right now from your storehouse. Begin to release it. Release it. Release it. Release your blessing. You know the blessing. Don't just say blessing. You know that blessing of God. The one that you have prayed for. The one you have asked the Lord for. The one that God has promised you. The one you have received prophecy concerning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The one that has been spoken over your life. Right now. Release it. Release it right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, my Father. Answer me by fire. I decree and declare by the authority of God's power that the promise of God for my life shall no longer be prolonged. It shall no longer be delayed. I take possession of my breakthrough right now. I gain momentum. I move forward now in the power of the Holy Ghost. No more delays. No more stagnation. No more retardation in my life and concerns. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive now what rightfully belongs to me. Beloved, you know the thing that rightfully belongs to you. Oh, yes, sir. Begin to receive it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Open your mouth right now and begin to declare, no more delays, no more deferment, no more retardation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I move forward now by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I move forward now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm progressing now spiritually by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm progressing now financially by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm progressing now materially by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm progressing maritally by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm progressing academically by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I receive my breakthrough right now. I receive that which rightfully belongs to me. In the name of Jesus, I receive my financial breakthrough. I receive my healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I receive my healing right now. I receive my joy. I receive my peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Father, my Father, answer me by fire. Arrange me and my concerns into your perfect will this day, this week, this month, this year, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray and ask the Father to arrange you, to arrange your life and your concerns right now into the perfect will of God. Let there be a divine arrangement in your life into the perfect will of God right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The place of assignment is the place of prosperity. Let God arrange and align your life into his perfect will. Begin to pray and begin to ask the Father to do that. By the mercy and the blood of Jesus, Father, Lord God Almighty, arrange our lives, O God Almighty. Arrange it, O Lord. Lord, Father, in alignment with your perfect will, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arrange it, O Lord, into your own perfect will, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender to your perfect will today. We surrender to your will for us today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Begin to thank the Lord for answered prayers. Begin to thank the Lord for answered prayers. Thank him, thank him, thank him right now. Thank him that he has answered you in that particular area that you have brought before God today, where you are experiencing delay, where you are experiencing a delay, a deferment, where your wait is being prolonged. Whatever the enemy is doing must stop. In the name of Jesus Christ, no more stagnation. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank him that the way is open right now, that your blessings are coming to you right now. No more delays in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not be denied what rightfully belongs to you. Jesus has paid the price for it. He died that so that you can have that blessing. The devil cannot deny you of that blessing. Jesus has paid the price. His blood is speaking favor on your behalf. His blood is speaking authority on your behalf right now. Begin to thank the Lord for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I want you to go to three people and tell them, just prophesy to their lives and say, you are moving forward now and you will see the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God is moving you forward now and you will see the goodness of the Lord. You shall see the goodness of the Lord. God is moving you forward. God is moving you forward. God is moving you forward and you will see the goodness of the Lord. In the land of the living, you shall see the goodness of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so shall it be for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your two hands before God right now and receive the blessing. Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the light of your countenance begin to shine upon your people as they go into this new week. Father, in the name of Jesus, give everyone a token for the good. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I ask, O Lord, that the manifestation of that which, O Lord, we believe you for, we trust you for, we depend on you for, they will receive it this week in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give them a praise report, a testimony. Everything the devil has stolen from you is restored unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will not miss your season in the name of Jesus. Every destiny right here under the sound of my voice that the enemy seeks to substitute, today I put to cease every evil plan of the enemy in your life in the name of Jesus. I restore God's plan into your life in the name of Jesus. I bring you by the power of God in alignment with God's perfect will for your life in the name of Jesus. Sickness will not ravage your body. Diseases will not push you down. It will not bring delay to your business. It will not bring delay to your blessings in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Those that didn't like you, they today and from today,
they will bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Even those that offended you will come back to say, I am sorry. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will receive the mercy of God this week. It will locate you and locate your concerns in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Satan, I say, take off your filthy hands from the life of these ones. They are God's precious people. Therefore, you have no right to access their lives. I deny you access over their lives and their concerns by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything you have stolen from them, return it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. You are going forward. You are moving forward. You are progressing. In the name of Jesus. You will live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever they have rejected you, they will celebrate you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No matter how bad it has been with you and your family up to this month, I declare to you by the power in God's word, you and your family are moving forward. God is taking you to your place of destiny. He's taking you to your place of greatness. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so shall it be for you. I declare it done over your life. I declare you healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every sickness in your body, I command you, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every disease, I command you, come out. Come out. Every storm that is raging, I speak, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Every known storm or unknown storm, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I declare it is well with you. I declare it's well with your soul. It is well with your body. It is well with your spirit. You will make it. I say you will make it. I say people will come to rejoice with you. They will not come to cry with you. They will not come to sorrow, but they will come to rejoice with you. Life will celebrate you. Friends will celebrate you. Enemies will celebrate you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will no longer be small. The last time you are this small is today, is right now. From now on, you go higher. You soar higher in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are blessed, highly favored of God. You are a child of God, the king's kid, kingdom citizen, ambassador for Christ, a distributor of heaven's abundance, authorized agent of the kingdom of God. You are untouchable. You are untouchable. Your destiny is non-negotiable to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, your dread shall be before the enemy. They will see you, they will run away. In the mighty name of Jesus, every mountain that is standing before you, I command it leveled. I command it leveled. Every crooked places, I say be smoothened right now by the power of God. Your glory shall not be covered. It shall not be covered. Your glory shall be revealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is well with you. It is well with your family. In Jesus' mighty name, begin to worship him and thank him. Worship him and thank him. Hallelujah. I will worship him forever, love him forever, because this God is too good. Ooh.